Okay, today's Daf Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, and today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Ben Yekasil Tzadok, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, Tanya, we learned in a Brisa that a Kohen that's Mekadesh a woman with the chalik of his carbon, with his chalik of a carbon, right? Which is something that you're not really, the Mishnah says you can't do that. However, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mekudeshas. Rabbi Yehuda says, she's Mekudeshas. Right? Yesterday Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not possible for a woman to be in the Azara. It's not going to be Mekudeshas. So the answer is, the sheet to the Lord of the Levi says, yeah, but yesterday he asked him three times on that sheet. He said, you know what? I'm not so right. I took that back. Right? You're right. She said the Shliach, the father could be there. What if she pushed her way in? You're right. So therefore, she's Mekudeshas. Rabbi Yossi Omar ain't Mekudeshas. Rabbi Yossi says she's not Mekudeshas. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneya Mikra Echa Darshu. They both learn it out of the same pasuk. It says, V'zeh Yiyeh Lachem, Lacha, Mikodesh HaKadoshim Min Ha'esh. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lacha, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Hol, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Hol, Lacha, Lacha Tzarchecha, for whatever you want, even to Mekadesh a woman. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ke'esh, Ma Esh La'achla, La'achila, just like Esh consumes it. Af hi nami la'achila, it can only be for eating, and it cannot be used to be Mekadesh a woman. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, nimnu v'gamru, they debated the matter, the Chachamim debated the matter, the Hamakadesh b'chelko, and they decided that if you Mekadesh with a portion from the Beis HaMikdash, one of the Karbanos, ben kachay kachim, ben kachay kalim, lo kidesh. It doesn't work. V'rav Amar adayin himachlokes. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a halacha, there's a psak over here, and Rav said, there is no psak, it's still a machlokes. Amar Abaya, Kavased Rabbi Yochanan Mestabra. I think Rabbi Yochanan's right that Rabbi Yehuda, that a different thing, that Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Okay? I think that Rabbi Yehuda retracted and Rabbi Yehuda said she's Mekudeshas. Okay? That's what we said before. Now we're going to have an extremely long, very easy brisa, which is going to get to that point. Titania, Menayin She'en Cholkin Menachos Keneged Zvachim. How do you know you can't transfer Menachos to Zvachim? A Kohen can't say to his other friend, listen, I don't want to eat carbs, I don't want the minchas, I'll give you my minchas, you give me your meat. We'll make a switch. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Talmud Lomar, v'chol mincha asher ta'afa b'tano l'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyeh. No, it's yours. You can't switch like that. Yachol lo yechelko menachos k'neged Zvachim. So I would think you can't switch minchas for Zvachim shelo kamu tachtein b'dalas. Because Zvachim, there's no alternative if you're poor. Aval yachloku menachos k'neged ofos. But maybe you could switch a bird for a mincha. Because sharei kamu tachtein b'dalas. Because they're both available. Those are both options for a poor person. So those you could switch. I could switch the bird, meat, for the mincha. Talmud Lomar, you can't do that either. V'chol nase b'mar cheshes l'chol b'nei Aaron tihiyeh. Another pasuk.
Yeah, but the offal is probably worth less than
it doesn't that. Matter what it's worth. I don't want to eat it.
But it's not shava though.
What? So it's fine. You're allowed to. I don't want it. I'm not going to eat it. So this was given to him. I'm not going to eat it. What's going to happen to it? It's going to become noser. So let's switch. Yachol lo yichalko minachos k'neged ofos. So you know what? You can't switch birds for minchas. Shalol lumine damim. Valol lumine k'machim. Because one is flour and one is blood. Avo yachloku ofos. K'neged zvachim, maybe you can switch a bird for an animal. Why? Shalalu v'halalu mine damim. They're both mine damim. They're both blood. Tamalama, you can't do that either. Al machavas. Another pasuk. You can't do that. Yachol lo yachloku ofos k'neged zvachim. So you can't switch a bird for meat. Shalalu ma'aseim biyad v'halalu ma'aseim b'kli. One's done with a hand and one's done with a kli. Right? An animal, a malika by a bird is done with a hand. And Zvachim is done with a kli, with a knife. Right? So you can't switch one for one. Avo yachloku menachos k'neged menachos. Maybe I could switch one type of mincha for another type of mincha. As we know, there's like four types of mincha. Maybe you could switch one for the other. Shalalu v'halalu ma'aseim biyad. Because they're both done by hand. Right? Talmud, what do you mean it's done by hand? It's kmita. Right? Talmud lomar v'chal mincha belula b'shem and l'chal b'nei Aaron. Very good. Good? Very good. Yachol lo yachlok umachavas keneged marcheshes. Umachavas keneged marchavas. So you can't switch. You can't switch one type of mincha for another. Shazel ma'aseim rakim, vizu ma'aseim kashim. Because one's done with a lot of oil and one's done with not a lot of oil, so they're not the same. Avo yachlok umachavas keneged marchavas. Umarcheshes keneged marcheshes. But you could switch within the same mincha. Why would somebody want
to
switch?
This has to do with different types of pots.
Correct. So that different type of pots requires a different type of oil, a deep pan or a shallow pan. But that you can't switch. But maybe, why would you want to switch one mincha for another mincha, the same mincha? What's the difference?
Consistency.
No, it's the same mincha. It's the exact same thing. Machavas for machavas. Same thing with your cousin, and your cousin's the Kohen, and you want to eat from his carb, but maybe it could be something like that. I don't know, whatever it is. You want to switch?
Maybe it's rare in your
right. Shalalu, alalu, maseim, kashim. They're both the same. Inami, maseim, rakim. They're both the same. So can you switch then? You can't switch. Talmud Lomar, v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aharon tihiyah. You can't switch. Whatever you get, you get. Yachol, I would think, lo yachloku b'kotche kotchem. That's all by kotche kotchem. Avo yachloku b'kotche kalim. Maybe kotche kalim you could yes switch. Talmud Lomar, ish ke'achav, no. V'samach lei, imal atoda. Kishem she'in cholkim b'kotche kotchem. Kachin cholkim b'kotche kalim. You can't switch no matter what, you cannot switch. Now it says ish. Ish cholik afilu balmum. It says ish, right? Ish cholik. A Kohen gets a chelek. Afilu balmum. Even if he's a balmum. A balmum, he can't perform avoda.
Right.
But he can still get kabaros. That he could do. Ve'en cotton cholik. A cotton doesn't get avoda. A cotton doesn't get anything to eat from the kabaros. Afilu tam, even if he doesn't have a mum. Now, all this, the whole thing we just read, stam sifra mani, Rabbi Yehuda. This whole thing was Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it's a sifra, and stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'ho de ka'amar, de les bay din chaluka klal. And what do you see here? You can't switch at all. Shma mina, you can't switch at all. And that's what we said before, that you can't give a woman, you can't give it to a woman, you can't give it to your fellow Kohen. How are you giving it to a total stranger? Amar Rava.
What happens if you're not hungry? What do you do with it?
I don't know. I think it becomes noser. It's a fair question. We're going to get to that a little bit in a minute. Amar Rava. Ukurav milo tanya. Don't we hold like Rav? Votanya, but we learned. Hatsinuin. The tsinuin, meaning the non-aggressive kahanim. That's what tsinuin means. It doesn't mean tsnius. It means the non-aggressive ones. Moshkin eshideim. They held their hand back from taking from the 12 loaves every Shabbos. Rashi says on the top wide line, Hatsinuin Moshkin Eskideim, Gabi Lechem Aponim. By the Lechem Aponim, Tanya, Arboim Shana Shashimesh Shimon HaTzadik, for the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Nishtalcha Bracha Belechem Aponim, there was a Bracha in the Lechem Aponim, V'chol Kohen Hamagio Kizayis. Any Kohen that got a kizayis, ochel v'saveya. That's it. One kizayis, you were full. Aval yesh ochel umosir. Right? You can eat and leave it over. Mikan ve'elech nishtalcha me'erub alechem upon him. After that, there was a curse in the lechem upon him. The curse was, chol kohen amagia kipol hatsinui. Chol kohen amagia kipol. All you got was a little tiny bean. Or it tasted like a bean, or it filled you up like a little bean. Hatsinui moshkin yedeyem imenu. The tenuin were held back. I'm not going to... Delo mahani le midi. It didn't fill him up. What are they taking for? Ask the minchas chinuch that how could they hold back, but you're not allowed to refuse a matana of a kahuna. You're not allowed to refuse. How could they hold back? So the minchas chinuch answers that the only time you're not allowed to hold back is if you're mekayim a mitzvah. They're not mekayim a mitzvah here because they're not eating anything. It's such a small amount. Therefore, they didn't want to take. And therefore, it's mutter not to take. Okay? Okay, good. Very good. Now we're going to stop. Keep your finger on that place in the Rashi because we're going to continue the Gemara. Then we're going to go back and read the rest of the Rashi. The Hagarganim Cholkin. The Garganim, the how do you want to say that in English? Right? The gluttons, they would still take. So they're taking guys at Tanua, doesn't take. So who's the Gargar taking? His portion.
The fresser.
So what do you see? That you take someone else's portion. Rashi says, Back to that Rashi. Vagarganim Chalkin. The Gagarim, they did take. They didn't, they weren't so shy. They took. The Kasalka Daitach, the High Chalkin, Lav Lital Chelko HaMagiyakamar, they just didn't take their portion. Kivan the Shalcha Bo Me'era Kipol, Lamai Chazi. Since there's a curse over here, what are they taking their portion for? Not going to fill them up. Ella rather, Chalkin Derech Ilavoi, Mania Chelko Lachavero, V'notel Kinegdo B'Mokamacher. They took their friend's portion. So Rashi says they would offer their friend another something else. Alma, what do you see? Ishbu din chaluka. You can't do this. V'al karchach ha Rabbi Yehuda hi da'amar mimonohu. And it's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So we have a stira here. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that these fressers offered the tsenuim a different portion somewhere else. That's not what happened. My chalukim chotvin. They took wrongly, right? They pushed the guy out of the way and took his portion. That's not a milah. I don't have to do that. They were doing something wrong. So you don't bring me a raya that something's practiced from something wrong, right? Kidiktani seifa ma'aseh be'echad. There was a story once. Shechataf chelko. He chapped his portion. V'chelak chaveru and his other portion. They called him a Ben Chamson, a grabber, his whole life. No, it's not true. Because I'll tell you why. Because Tosfos asks, the bottom Tosfos, go to the words, the Im Tomar, five lines from the bottom, Kivan Shadark and Lachtov, if that was how they behaved, why'd you call this guy a Ben Chamson more than anyone else? They're all Chamson. They're all doing the improper. Why would pick one Kohen to give him a bad name? The Yesh Lomar, he even took from the other fressers. He even did that. Everyone else will only take from the tenuin, right? You know, everyone knew who those kahanim were. So you're not going to be taken today. No, you can have my portion. You can have my portion. This guy took from everybody, right? They withdrew their hand, right? So you can't bring me a raya that you're allowed to be cholek. That they could switch a matnas kahuna when they're not allowed to switch. The fact that they're switching over here, they're not following the halacha. They're not right supposed to do that.
Did the chotvin have enough to eat?
I don't know. This is just the lechem upon them.
Well, it's 40 loaves.
It's only 12 loaves.
It's only that shmira.
What?
It's only that shmira anyway.
Right, could be only that. It was only, right, no, it sounds like it was everybody.
Yeah.
And one guy was worse. He even took from the fressers. That's the only thing the Tosfos says, right? So is it right? It's only lechem upon him. Anyway, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila. What's the micro? Is there a pasuk for this? Yeah, Elokei Paltani Miad Rasha Mikaf Moel V'Chometz Rabba Amar Mehocha Limdu Heitev Dirshu Mishpat Ashrei Chamotz. Fine, very good.
Is this a raya for something? I'm missing the point.
What was it mean? What was the purpose of the pasuk?
Yeah.
That if you grab, you're called a chamson.
No, I mean that this Gemara in the context of changing.
So the context was: can a Kohen switch his portion for another portion? So this seemed to say yeah, because Rashi said that the fresher would offer the tenua another. I want the bread. I'll give you something else later in the day. So then we said that's not what happened. The fresher just took the portion.
Right.
So then we said like this, Meiser Shady, Bain Bishogeg, Bain Bemazid, Lo Kidesh, Divre Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that when it comes to Meiser Shady, you can't use it to be Mekadesh a woman, whether you did it Bishogeg or Bemazid. Why not? Why can't you use Meiser Shady? So I don't remember, did we say yesterday? The reason is because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shogeg lo kidesh, Mezid kidesh. Shogeg it doesn't work, but Mezid it does work. What's the reason for that? We'll get to it. Menahani Mili, where do you know this? The question the Gemara wants to know is about Reb Meir. We're going to spend 3 days on this now. Reb Meir holds that Meiser Sheni belongs to who? Hashem. You're allowed to eat it, but you can't give a kaddish woman with it. How do you know that? Omer Vacha Bered Rava Mishmei de Gemara, it's a tradition. It says v'chol ma'aser ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'etz lashem hu kodesh lashem. A lot of words there in that pasuk, right? Lashem hu, v'lo l'kadesh bo'isha. Yeah, it's Hashem's. Hashem maybe gave it to you, but not to be mekadesh anisha. I hari trumas meiser d'chsev kein terimu gam atem trumas Hashem. It says the same thing about trumas meiser, which is truma. Utnan, and we learned hamakadesh b'trumah mekudeshes. Second, that's good. Why is truma yet good? The answer is the l'chsev be'el Hashem. It doesn't say Hashem. I hari chalo d'chsev be'titnu Hashem. Chalo does say Hashem. Utnan, and we learned hamakadesh b'truma mikudeshet, including chala. How could that be? The answer is the loksiv be kodesh. It doesn't say it's kodesh. Vare shvius, but shvius the ksiv be yovel hu kodesh ti elochem. Does say that by shvius. It says it's kodesh. Utnan hamakadesh b'peiro shvius mikudeshes. That's good. How could that be good? The answer is the loksiv be Hashem. It doesn't say Hashem. I vare truma. That's a truma. The ksiv. Kodesh Yisrael Lashem Rishis Tvuaso Utnan Amakadesh Bechum Rukudeshes. Right? So what does it mean? Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. So the Gemara says, Hahu be Yisrael Ktiv. No, that's talking about a Jew is called Kodesh Lashem. It's a praising the Jew. So the Gemara says, it's all lovely, but Velav Memelish Masmine, it's still talking about the Truma. You can give me any drusha you want about it. It's still talking about the Truma. Says Rashi. Lav mimelish masmine bitmiya dechsev kodesh midechsev kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvuaso kitruma heimlo shmamina truma nami have kodesh Hashem. Truma is also kodesh Hashem. So you can tell me it means Yisraelim. It also means truma. So the Gemara answers tirguma rabin sava kamei derav, right? Amar kra hu bev yoso yehei. No, it says who, right? What does it mean, who, right? That the Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni is called who? That Meiser Sheni is called who? By Truma, it doesn't say who. So therefore, Truma is yours, and Meiser Sheni is Hashem's. Okay? Now, then the Mishnah said, Ubehektish. What about Hektish? Right? By Hektish, Bemezid Kidesh, Bemezid it's Kodesh, Beshogig Lo Kidesh. If you did it Beshogig, right? If you did it Beshogig, it doesn't work. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, the exact opposite. Beshogig Kidesh, Bemezid Lo Kidesh. Now, by the way, by Meiser Sheni, it was the exact same thing, right? According to Reb Yehuda, right? So, Amar of Yaakov, Reb Yaakov says like this, Shmas mina de Rav Yochanan tarti. We see from Rav Yochanan two varts. Shigagas meiser de Rav Yehuda is shigagas hektish de Rav Meir. Right? A shogig of Rav Yehuda by meiser is the same thing as a shogig of hektish de Rav Meir. Shnehem, by both cases, ein isha miskadeshes behem. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why not? Chada, one case, lefi she'ein isha rotza. Because she doesn't want it to work. Says Rashi, she'ein isha, v'chada, lefi she'ein shneihem rotzen. The other one, they both don't want it to work. V'lo yedana haimanayo. I don't know which one's which. So Rashi says, what does it mean she'ein isha rotza? B'chada minayhu, in one of them, pirish lefi she'ein isha rotza. One of them, she doesn't want it to work.
She known it was
kiddush. Or Meiser, she never would do it. Right? Im Haisa Yodas, Shehu Kain, if she would know, Lo Kabbalasa L'Shem Kiddushin, she would never agree. V'havile Kiddush Petos, it's a mistake. And then the other one, they both would agree not to do it, had they known.
But there's a big difference between Trumas and Meisers and Kodesh.
Yeah, what's the difference?
The Meisers, he could sell if he wants.
No, also a Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni. So now the Gemara is going to say, Which one is one and which one is both? It's a machlokas.
I think in Truma they both agree
that. Not Truma. Truma's works. Truma, you can be Makai's or Truma. It works. Right. Here we go. Ready? Amr of Yirmiya, Nechzianan. Let's analyze it. Meiser, if you give Meiser Beshogeg, Ihi lo nichola. She doesn't want that. Why? Mishum tircha d'urcha. What are you going to do with this Meiser?
Has to take it to Yerushalayim.
She has to take it to Yerushalayim. What a schlep that is. She doesn't want.
It could
What? 1 minute. Oh. 1 minute. Ihu, him, Nichole. He's so happy. You know why he's happy? The nitni itzel b'meila. Because he got killed 2 birds with 1 stone. Number one, he doesn't have to schlep to Yerushalayim. And number two, he got a woman out of it. So he's very happy. He's all happy. Right? He's happy. Ela shogig, Ela hektish, but a hektish, tarvayhu lo nichalahu. They both don't want that. Right? Why not? Did not kill hektish al yadayhu? Because hektish became chulin through them? They don't want anything to do with that. If somebody was makadish a chair to hektish, it belongs to hektish. Now you're makadish with that chair? What'd you do by doing that? You took the chair, hektish chair, and you made a chulin. So they're both parties to that. They don't want to go near that. Right? So when it comes to the Meiser,
she's masculine, does it work?
No, it does work. Does it work? No, no one's going to be masculine to that. Because I'll tell you why. It's an Avera. You have to bring a carbon. You have to pay a fifth. Who wants to be busy with that? Nobody wants to touch that. It's an Avera. Nobody wants to be busy with that. Now Rabbi Yaakov, that's Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Ipcha Mestabra, the exact opposite. Milo Ika Lememar, can't you say, Milo Ika Lememar, can't you say, Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, Ihi Lo Nichola, she doesn't want to do it, Mishum Tircha De Urcha, because it's a schlep, Ihu Lo Nichole, he also doesn't want it, Mishum Unse De Urcha, because it's also, not a Tircha, but it's an ones. What does that mean? Listen to Rashi says it. Meiser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So we said, oh, he's so excited to give the Meiser Sheni as the Mekadesh. Why? Number one, he doesn't have to schlep to Yerushalayim, right. Let her schlep. Right. And number two, he got a woman out of it. He married a woman. Now Rabbi Yaakov says, wait a minute. Think about that for a second. Rashi says something so interesting. The Rashi of Mishum Unta de Urcha. Rashi says, the Al Karchach, it's for sure true. The unsa de urcha aleha ramya. Any ones on the way? I'm not talking about tircha now. But it's something mishap, it's on his shoulders. What does that mean? Sha meiser ein bokan shavapruta. The meiser here is not worth a thing. It's not worth anything. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. Now, why can't you redeem it? Why can't you redeem it? What do you mean it's not worth a thing?
Tomorrow you might just have to carry money.
What? It doesn't mean it's not worth anything. It means it's a schlep. So I'm not sure what he means by this. Meiser ein bo kan, ein bo kan shavapruta. As long as you don't redeem it, it's not worth anything. Here, it's worthless. The only place it's worth something is Yerushalayim. Shalonite in lahotio ela bi Yerushalayim. It only has value in Yerushalayim. And by the way, even if you redeem it, the money here is also worthless. You can only spend the money in Yerushalayim. It's a funny thing. Right now it's worthless. I have a $100 bill in my hand. It's worthless. Only in Yerushalayim it's worth $100. Here it's worth nothing.
Yeah, but what if you get it mixed up with another?
That's a separate issue. The point is, it's not worth anything here. It's not worth anything. Shafilu Timkarenu. Oh, here it is. Shafilu Timkarenu Damov. Even if you sell it, Nitfasin Bikdushaso. It's still Kedusha. It's still Meiser Sheni money. It's still worthless here. Only worth something there. Ube Kiddushin, Tzrichin, Sheyeh Shavapruta. And Kiddushin has to be worth a Shavapruta. Hilgach, therefore, Iha V'yad Demeikar, the Meiser who, if you would know it's Meiser, Kivan Deboy LeKabuli Aleha, Unso De'orcha, since it's your responsibility. Let's say, something happens to the money on the way. You Makadish, the one with the $100 bill, only worth something in Yerushalayim, she's on her way. And she gets robbed, or she loses it. Whose problem is that?
Hers. She becomes resentful because...
Not resentful. Whose problem is that?
Hers. She got it. Hers.
Hers or his?
Hers.
So Rashi says, the Gemara says, it's his. Why?
Because it's his
Meiser Sheni. Right. Even though he's Mekadosh, it's still his problem. Yeah. Lo havi... Listen to what Rashi says. Lo havi Mekadosh leba. He's not going to be Mekadosher with something. She's going to call from the highway, by the way, I have a flat tire. Come bail me out. Come fix the tire. Right? I got to get to Yerushalayim to spend the $100 you gave me. Come take me. Come bail me out. Listen to this. The shchiach l'itnusei tfei gabi itzitsa migavra. A mishap is much more likely to happen to a woman than to a man. You hear this?
And how do we know that? Don't say
too loud. Something's going to happen on the way, much more likely with a woman than with a man. So what did he say? Ooh, I gained, I don't have to schlep to Yerushalayim, I'm going to have to schlep anyway. Anyway, Shamash is going to drag me there. Because it's going to be something's going to happen, I'm going to have to schlep anyway to go bail her out. So I'm not saving anything by not going. Anyway, I'm going to have to go. So you know what? I'm not going to be Makash and Maisa Shani and schlep, Ones, all these problems, I'm not going to have to go. I don't want to bother going.
It's probably more dangerous for her to travel alone.
It could be that also, yeah. Right? Therefore, to say that it's only her headache, it's not true. It's both headaches. Mm. Right? Then Rashi says, Inami, lo rami achrayas aleha. He doesn't want to give achrayas. Lo nichale, the latanis mine, penti atsev. He's going to be lazy. V'tomolo, mikdashani, v'darvash lo, and anesiba. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, you hear what Rashi said? Therefore, both of them don't want to be Maaser Sheni. She doesn't want to schlep, and he doesn't want to go bail her out. Ella Hektish, when it comes to Hektish...
He says something different there. He says, Tosfos says,
yeah?
Because she derives no benefit from this whole thing. The fact is that...
She doesn't, but in Yerushalayim she does.
But she's not there yet. And if she loses
that might be Rashi's second verse.
So if she loses it...
Then she lost out.
Right.
I hear, okay. Mm-hmm. Ella Hektish... When it comes to Hektish, also a fascinating answer. Bishlom ihi. So I understand her. Lo nichale did not chil Hektish al yada. She doesn't want to be the cause of Hektish going down to Chulin. Ela ihu, but him, milo nichale did nikni itzam emela. Isn't he happy that he has a woman? He got married? What about the fact that Hektish went into Chulin? Says Rashi. Did nikni itzam emela. Falpi sha'alav l'shalim lehektish. He's got to pay Hektish back now. Yeah. Got to pay Hektish. Well, hashta miha nichole. Well, right now I'm okay with it. Right? You spend the money. Then the credit card bill comes later. Right. So right now, I'll worry about it later when the credit card bill comes. Right now I don't have to worry about it. Shema elo mishalo. Shema elo mishalo. Achshav klum. Right now he has no other money. He has no other money with this woman. Doesn't want to lose the opportunity to marry the woman. The only thing I got is Hektish. Hektish is going to send me a bill. I'll deal with that bill when it comes. In the meantime, I got myself married.
Why did they don't just say that the Kiddush doesn't chal? Because you cannot make something that's not yours.
What?
It's Hektish.
So that's the rule. But that's
the same as Gezel.
That's a good question. That's tomorrow's daf. That's the rule. That's the rule by Hektish. Hektish is different than Gezel. Hektish, if you use it, it becomes chulin. Mm. We'll do that tomorrow. The whole daf tomorrow is that question. The whole thing. We'll do that tomorrow. But you hear? So he says, you're right, I'm going to owe Hektish money. They're going to find me. A carbon too. All right, it's okay. I'll deal with it when the bill comes. In the meantime, I got myself married. It's the only money I have. It's the only thing I have to do. Is right? So therefore, she doesn't want that. You mechalel kachim on my behalf. I wouldn't prefer that. I'd prefer not like that. Right? He says, what do I care? So they'll bill me? All right, so they'll bill me. I'll deal with the bill when it comes. Yeah, okay. Now, this next Gemara is extremely hard. Right? Boimine Rava, Mayor of Chista. Rava asked of Chista the following question. Isha, ein mekudeshes mos. That Hektish, what's the story with Hektish money? A woman is not married, right? According to her mayor, right? That if it's a mistake by Hektish, Shigaga, Isha, ain miskadeshas, right? It doesn't work. Now, mos mahu sheyetsu l'chulin, which is really this is Marcel's question. What's the story with the money? Does the money become chulin? It doesn't work. If it works, I understand the money went to chulin. Lamai said she got married, but it doesn't work over here. What's with the money? So the money go down to chulin or not? I know, but you used it.
So you mail,
does it go to Chulim? That's the Gemara's question. So what? You mail behektish. It's Mila. I tried. I wasn't successful because the mayor holds it doesn't work, according to the mayor. So what happens to the money? Does it stay in Kedusha? As Kachim? Kachim money? Hektish money? Or does it go to Chulim? If you use it, if you ride a horse of Hektish, the horse is no longer Hektish. Right. You used it. Right? If you Makadish a woman and it works, the money's Hektish. Right. The money's Chulin.
Right.
Here it doesn't work. So what happens to the money? Funny case. Right? What happens to the money? So Amarle, he answered back, Isha ain miskadeshes. If it doesn't work, so Moz ha'ech yotzu l'chulim. How could the money go to chulim? How could that be? It doesn't work. Right? So it's like moving the money from this table to that table. Well, right. You didn't do anything. Right? You tried. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. So, boy mine, look, Gemara had a similar question a few days ago. Anybody remembers? If you mekadesh your sister, it doesn't work.
Right.
So who owns the money?
Right.
Gemara asked, does she have to give it back to you?
Right?
So then we said, maybe you gave it as a gift.
Right.
You gave it, but you said, I'm mekadesh you because you don't want to embarrass her. She's taking a handout. Similar type of question, right? Boy mine Rav Chiya bar Avin me Rav. Chista. Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rav Chista like this. B'mecher mai. What about a sale? What about a sale? I walk into a store and I buy a box of Cheerios and I give Hektish money. I didn't know. It was a show gig. I forgot. It was in the, who asked me about mixing up? You asked me. You mix up the money.
Yeah, right.
So I mixed up the money. The wrong pocket. And I gave the $10 bills, Hektish $10. And the guy gave me Cheerios. Now what's the story? What's with that money? Now I have an item. I have Cheerios. Before I didn't have it. Right? So b'mecher mai, what's the story with that? Says Rashi, b'mecher mai, laka chefetz b'moz hektish b'shogig. You bought Cheerios b'shogig with hektish money. Lira meir, kana o lo kana. Does that work? To buy a woman, it doesn't work. So what about to buy a box of Cheerios? So,
the Cheerios, doesn't the hektish go with the box of Cheerios?
What? No, I don't know about that. That's the Gemara's question. B'shogig. So yeah, we all agree, exactly. Mayor holds, you can't buy a woman bishogi with right. Hektish money. It doesn't work. Here, I gave the money, he gave me the box of Cheerios. Does that work? Or not? That's his question.
If you ate the Cheerios, then what?
So
the Mayor
would say it's not a valid sale.
It's not a valid sale. Amalei, he answers back, Af mecher lo kana. It doesn't work.
Right.
So it does, what if you ate him? I don't know. But it doesn't work.
So you owe them.
Rashi says, Lo kana, v'lo yatsu ma'os l'chulin. The money doesn't go to chulin. V'ein me'ila l'Rav Meir b'hekdeshos. There's no me'ila by Rav Meir by hektish.
Oh, yeah.
Ella be'ochel ochle hektish. Except for eating hektish. Avo lahotzi mo's hektish. But to spend money of hektish. Ein lo me'ila. There is no me'ila. B'chal makom she'ein she'im hektish aleim. If hektish is on it. It's only be'ila by eating food, right? I guess you have to find the kid. What? Only Rameir, within Rameir's world. So therefore, the box of Cheerios, there's no mochel. There's no,
but in fact, you do. If you're in Chutzlar, you're taking hektish mitzvahs into Eretz Yisrael.
You're mixing up apples and oranges. We're talking about hektish means it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You're mixing up hektish with something that's kadosh. Two different things.
Right?
So that's what he said. It doesn't work. Eisvei, what do you mean it doesn't work? Chenveni, this is very hard. Ready? Here we go. The case is as follows. Now, the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, right, gave the Chenveni money, right? And the Gizbar forgot gave him the wrong money. Not supposed to give him hektish money. He gave him hektish money. He thought he was giving him his own money. Or a hektish item. He thought he was giving him his own item. Doesn't matter what it is. The case happens to be money. Anyway, so what's the story with that? Chenveni, right? He gave money to the Chenveni. What did the Chenveni do with the money? He spent it. Chenveni, so kibala bias. It's like a bala bias, right? And it's usher to use it. Divei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's shita. Let's look at Rashi. Chenveni kibala bias. Chenveni is like the Bala Bayis. This is a Mishnah he b'me'ila. This is a Mishnah in Me'ila. Gizbar hamafkid moz etzel shulchani. The Gizbar that gave money to a shulchani, right? What's a shulchani? A money changer, right? And im tzerurin, if it's tied up, right? Lo yishtamish behen. You can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. Um, And it's tied up. I guess that means it's some kind of simon that is hektish, right? Lefikach im hotzi, if the shulchani does use it, lo mal hagizbar, the gizbar didn't do anything wrong because he made a simon. Ella shulchani, the shulchani was over meila by opening up the sealed bag of money. So far, so good. Good so far, right? Okay. Now, v'im mutarin, yishtamish behem. I'm not sure what that means. If it's opened up, then it's mutter.
It's not put in separately in a package.
Lefikach im hotzi mal hagizbar der bereshutzei avad. Then the gizbar's mal because it's his mistake.
No, it's his job to change money constantly.
No. Why is he over me'ila?
Right.
Because it's his mistake. The question is, whose mistake is it? The gizbar did everything right.
If it's packaged up, it means he didn't want you to use it.
Right, so the user is over me'ila.
Right.
If it's loose money, then the gizbar's fault. Right. The gizbar's over me'ila, right? Simple. Yada de shulchani tarach lamos tadir. Because everybody knows that the reason you go to a money changer is to change money. Aval balabayas, but the third party. Now we're talking about the balabayas, right? Benkachu benkach lo yishtamish behen. Under no circumstances can he use it. The lava daite dahachi afkedinu gabe, but he has no clue, right? Benkach benkach lo yishtamish behen. What does that mean? Right.
Either way.
What? What does it mean? Either way. Benkach benkach lo yishtamish behen. The lava daite dahachi. The stam balabayis eino mishtamish tamid b'moz. A balabayis doesn't play with
sealed or not, maybe.
Doesn't play with money. Lefikach im hotzi mal balabayis v'lo hagizbar shef kido. Then it would be the balabayis' fault. Because under no circumstances should he be touching this money.
Right.
So let's get back to the Mishnah. Right. So chen v'ni ki balabayis divir meir. What about a chen v'ni now? Which is not a gizbar, not a money changer, and not a balabayis. Yeah. So that he holds, he's like a balabayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chen v'ni k'shulchani. The chen v'ni is like the shulchani, right?
Yeah, the
chen v'ni is
the storekeeper.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
So the Rashi says over there on the bottom, chen v'ni k'balabayis, she'enot tzarech tamid lamos, she'nostim lo peiros, v'chol mecher chanusam ba'ashray, v'daylo b'miyot mo'oth she'biyado, you only need a little bit of money. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hachen v'ni kishulchani. So they have a machlokas. The machlokas, fine, very good. Now, says the Gemara, ad kan lo miflagi, the whole machlokas is, el demar savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, chen v'ni kishulchani. The chen v'ni is like a shulchani. Umar savar, and Rabbi Meir holds, chen v'ni kabalabayis. Fine, they have a dispute about that detail. Aval kule alma, but they all hold, imotzi umal. Everybody agrees that if you spent the money, you're over me'ila. That no one agreed, that one disagreed about that. So the question was, if you walk into a store and buy Cheerios, what did we say? It doesn't work. Right. What do you mean it doesn't work? Everyone agrees it does work. Right? Everyone agrees it does work. The only question was, what about a fourth party that he's not supposed to be touching money? What's with him? Is he like a chenvin? He's like a shulchani. Okay, there's a detail about that. But everyone holds that the gizbar, it does work. The me'ila does work. So if you buy the Cheerios, it should work. You can't buy a woman. That you can't do. But for some reason, a mecher should be different. We just said that no Tana disputes that. I know this is hard. No Tana disputes that. What are they disputing? A detail about a balabayis with me'ila, with money. Okay. But no one disputes that the gizbar, if he made a mistake, and it's right, he wasn't, it wasn't bound up, it was loose money, everybody agrees the gizbar's chayev. Why is he chayev?
It's his job.
Because the money goes out. The money is me'ila.
Right.
So why, if you walk into a store, buy a box of Cheerios, it doesn't work? So the Gemara answers, no. Reb Meir l'dvarav Rav Yehuda ka'amar. Reb Meir was talking in Rav Yehuda's world. L'didi, I hold imhotziu nami lomal. Now, I hold it doesn't work at all. My opinion is, it doesn't work. Walk into a store, buy a box of Cheerios, it's not chal. The gizbar is not over me'ila. Why? Most doesn't go to chulin. What does go to chulin? What does me'ila? Rashi said, only food. Only eating hektish. It's only me'ila. Rameir has a sheet like that. But according to you, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, You hold it does go. So Odili Mihas the Chenvini Kabalabayas. So at least you should hold that the Chenvini has a dinner for Balabayas. Vamale lo, Kishulchani. I still dispute that detail. So the answer is there is a Tana who holds that there's no Me'ila at all. Who's that? It's Rameir. Why do you make it sound like he holds? No, he was talking about Rabbi Yehuda's world. I hold there's no Me'ila at all. You hold there is Me'ila, right? So shouldn't it be that Balabayas is like this? And he said, no, I don't agree with you. The Balabayas is like this. Good?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, that was hard. All right, don't worry. Tomorrow's harder also. All right. It's hard tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll stop by Omar Rav, bottom line. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.